Hi, it's the 17th of February, the day in 1927 when Laurel and Hardy officially started as a comedy team.
Well, here's another nice mess I got you into.
On the inside, the sun still shines.
The iconic Australian drama series Prisoner premiered in 1979. It ran till 1986.
Oh, yes, Margot. I'm back.
And the lights were turned on for the first time at the MCG for a day-night game between Australia and England on this day in 1985.
And the MCG in all its glory at night.
Birthdays, Hyacinth Bucket. Sorry, Bouquet celebrates her birthday today, or at least actress Patricia Routledge does. She's 91.
If you'll excuse me, I'll just go and wipe Emmett's footmark off my woodblock.
Barry Humphries turns 86 today. The comedy writer and actor is famous for his characters Sandy Stone, Sir Les Paterson, and of course, Dame Edna Everage.
She's been frisked by the same heavily built security officer so many times, and now they're living together, isn't that all?
Prisoner has already had one mention today, gets another with Colette Mann celebrating her birthday. She played Doreen in that series and turned 70.
Jeez, Mr. Manning, have a heart. You know it was an accident. Jude will back me up. Why don't we go back and get her and get her to tell Mrs. Reynolds all about it?
Happy birthday to Green Day lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong. He's 48.
I hope you had the time of your life.
Basketball legend Michael Jordan turns 57.
Jordan just rocked the cradle for his 10th point and the Bucks are going to call time.
Here's a kaboom.
Heaps of birthdays. Socialite, model and reality TV star Paris Hilton is 39 today.
Is this the cooking room? Where's the cook room?
Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran turns 29. Stacks of hits already. This was his first big single.
They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream.
And special birthday for Aussie tennis player Alex de Minaur. He's 21.
What a shot by de Minaur!
Finally, music legend Gene Pitney was also born on this day. He died aged 66 in 2006.
Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa.
Remembering Gene Pitney on February 17.